We have invested extensively in the Middle East and Central America to promote insurgency and revolution. Fortunately, our capital outlay has been handsomely offset by the resultant sales of armaments and missiles. You will note that we have supplied both rebels and government forces on an equal basis. In matters of death, Spectre is strictly impartial. Now for the future. Spectre's most audacious enterprise of any, next to which our previous ventures are inconsequential. Our esteemed number one is in complete charge of the entire operation, which will henceforth be called the Tears of Allah. He will now join us. According to plans, an American Air Force officer has been introduced to a cruel mistress. Heroin. I understand he is now our willing and obedient servant. I am Supreme Commander of Spectre, the special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, and extortion. Yesterday morning, the American Air Force launched two cruise missiles from Swordley Air Base in Great Britain. Through the ingenuity of Spectre, the dummy warheads they carried were replaced with live nuclear warheads. Your weapons of destruction are now safely in our possession and will be moved to two secret targets. Please note the serial numbers of the missiles. They will confirm the truth. Your weapons of deterrence did not deter us from our objective. A terrible catastrophe now confronts you. However, it can be avoided by paying a tribute to our organization, amounting to 25% of your respective country's annual oil purchases. We have accomplished two of the functions that the name Spectre embodies, terror and extortion. If our demands are not met within 7 days, we shall ruthlessly apply the third. Revenge. Well done, Dr. Kovacs.
Go ahead.
When the warhead is ready for its final voyage, we will drink a toast. There is nothing that can stop us anymore.